Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Feige did not tell Marvel to kill Kamala Khan. Is the Ultimate Universe happening in real time? Annihilation 2099 coming. This is Comic Book Club News for April 18, 2024. Despite reports, Marvel Studios head Kevin Feige did not tell Marvel Comics to kill Kamala Khan. But we're going to have to take a big step back to explain this one first. In 2023's Amazing Spider-Man number 26, Kamala Khan, aka Miss Marvel, was killed while trying to save Mary Jane Watson. She was quickly resurrected by mutants, and going forward is now part of the X-Men family of books, with a secret mutant power as well as her inhuman power to stretch. Though not quite a one-to-one, the general presumption was this was to bring the comic book version in line with the big screen version, where Kamala Khan is one of the MCU's first confirmed mutants. Then, earlier this week, Miles Morales Spider-Man and She-Hulk TV show writer Cody Ziegler went on the Amazing Spider-Talk podcast and claimed that ASM writer Zeb Wells was asked to bring Kamala in line by Kevin Feige himself. Said Ziegler on the podcast, quote, "It was funny watching when the whole Kamala stuff was going down. Zeb Wells had told me months before the plan, which was Feige was like, hey, I don't do this very often, but can you please do this to make things in line with Marvel? Because we have some stuff we want to do with Kamala." Ziegler continues to recount how Wells was upset he drew the, quote, short straw, and, quote, "People are going to be very mad that I have to kill Miss Marvel." However, as confirmed by multiple outlets, that is not the truth, Ellen. The determination to kill Miss Marvel came from Marvel editorial staff, not Kevin Feige. Or at least, that's according to unquoted statements from both Marvel Studios and Marvel Comics. Is it possible the truth is somewhere in between, though? Wells also wrote for the She-Hulk TV show, as well as co-writing Deadpool and Wolverine, Marvel Zombies, and more to the point, is an uncredited co-writer on The Marvels. So could Feige have floated the idea at some point of bringing Kamala in line versus an outright edict? And could Marvel editorial have been thinking in that direction anyway, ultimately making the decision to kill her as a way of juicing sales and bringing her back as a mutant? The world may never know, at least until Cody Ziegler goes on a podcast again. Is Marvel's new Ultimate Universe playing out in real time? That certainly seems to be what's happening, as either a month is passing during issues or between issues for each of the new series. The hat tip here belongs to Bleeding Cool, which noticed that each new issue of Ultimate Spider-Man takes place in the month it's published in the real world. Meanwhile, Ultimate X-Men number 1 kicked off in March, the month it was published. And Ultimate Black Panther noted that 30 days passed between issues number 1 and number 2, while, quote, weeks passed between issues number 2 and this week's issue number 3. So, a good catch, but this also makes logical sense given what writer Jonathan Hickman and company set up right at the beginning of the new Ultimate Universe. The heroes of this world only have a limited amount of time before the evil Reed Richards, called the Maker, breaks out of the prison they trapped him in and takes on the rest of the globe. Marvel has further clarified this timeline thanks to the upcoming The Ultimates, written by Dennis Camp with art by Juan Fregeri. In a press release provided to Comic Book Club by Marvel, they say, quote, "Months ago, Tony Stark sent Peter Parker a radioactive spider to set him back on the course to become Spider-Man. Since then, Iron Lad, Captain America, Doom, Thor, and Sif have begun to do the same for other lost heroes, building up a network of superpowered heroes hungry for change. Over 2 years, they must band together to destroy the Maker's Council and restore freedom and free will to a world ruled from the shadows." So there you go. The Ultimate Universe has a ticking clock behind it that officially starts counting down 2 years from Ultimates number 1, which debuts on June 5. But what will happen in 24 months? Will Marvel reboot the Ultimate Universe yet again? Stay tuned. And just to make this a triple Marvel podcast, Annihilation 2099 is coming. Running over 5 issues, writer Steve Orlando will introduce new cosmic characters to the rapidly approaching future of Marvel's 2099. Those characters include Nova 2099, Star-Lord 2099, Red Hulk 2099, and Silver Surfer 2049. I'm kidding, it's Silver Surfer 2099. The book will also include the return of Dracula 2099, because honestly, you can't go wrong with Dracula in space. The new 5-issue mini, which seems to be more of a series of one-shots, runs weekly in July. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And that's actually why there aren't any manned space missions anymore. Dracula's. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.